Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And what a win. What a win for the Phils last night. And the reason why it is a what a win kind of game is that you have now officially won a game out of the fifth spot for the first time since May the 18th. Throw the parade on Broad Street. Holy hell. Andrew Painter picks up a win. It wasn't they just won in spite of him. They actually picked up a win in a game he started. He goes 5 1/3, allows just two runs in St. Louis, the series opener in St. Louis. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-5. Alan Ronhell, the fact that they won this game, I'll call it a gutty win more so than a lucky win, a gutty win. They had, their bullpen was shot. They had three pitchers in this game. They had Painter, they had Ronhell, they had Jonathan Bolin, and Don Mattingly said, if this game had gone to extras, like Garrett Stubbs was coming to the pitch in a tie game with a runner on second base. That's how shot this bullpen was. Everyone taxed from the series over the weekend, from that gauntlet of a series against the Blue Jays. And here they go out with pain. They probably, if you'd asked me to assign odds, they actually win this game going into it. I would have told you they had like a 15% chance to win, if that, like on a good day. This team had no shot to win this game. Painter and no bullpen behind him. He gives you 5 1/3. Ronhell has to wear three runs through 2 2/3, and then Bolin actually picks up the save in a 6-5 win. Very, very gutty win that they tried to give away. They put up a couple of runs in the second inning. It was Derek Hill reaching on an error, which brought in Marsh. Sosa singled the left, made it 2-0. Then the fifth inning was kind of an ugly way to get a run. A non-RBI, Bryce Harper grounds into a double play, makes it 3-0. A Alec Burleson single in the bottom of the sixth inning brought it within one, made it 3-2. That was the last of Andrew Painter. Then they turned it over the bullpen with Ronhell. Top of the seventh inning, Schwarber doubled and scored Garrett Stubbs, made it 4-2. Real Muto, I guess, would have to come in to catch Stubbs. Which would have been kind of funny if it went extras. Sosa had a double to deep center, scored Crawford, scored Marsh, made it 6-2. Bottom of the eighth, a Burleson double, a Mason Wynn double, and a Jose Fermin single made it 6-5. But the Phillies hanging on by a thread. Had this game gone extras, they would have had no shot, and I mean no shot, to win this ball game. But they simply just found a way, and that was a win they needed off the series they had in Toronto. On the offense, I guess the star of the game, you probably go, no home runs in the game, but start of the game, Schwarber, two hits, going 2-for-3, driving in a run with a double. Alec Bohm as the defensive replacement yet again. So you had Harper DHing this game. We'll monitor him, whether he can go back to the outfield or not. So you had Harper, the lineup was Schwarber at first, Stott at third, Harper DHing, Arise at second, Marsh in left, Hill in right, Crawford center, Sosa at short, Stubbs catching. So no Turner in this game. And you had the DH being Harper, which moves around the outfield, even against a righty. You got Derek Hill in there, which you don't typically see. And Alec Bohm being the defensive replacement for Garrett, for Kyle Schwarber in like two out of four games. Where were you when Alec Bohm was the defensive replacement like twice in the same week? Kind of funny. But the Phillies simply find a way to win this game. And now they go for the series win later on tonight at Busch Stadium, and every game important at this stage. League games, division games, interleague games, I don't care how you get them. This team needs to find a way to hang on to that playoff spot they have right now, because they are hanging on by, when I say a thread, it is like a floss level thread. That's just the current state of the team right now. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and what a win. What a win for the Phils last night. And the reason why it is a what a win kind of game is that you have now officially won a game out of the fifth spot for the first time since May the 18th. Throw the parade on Broad Street. Holy hell. Andrew Painter picks up a win. It wasn't they just won in spite of him. They actually picked up a win in a game he started. He goes 5 1/3, allows just two runs in St. Louis, the series opener in St. Louis. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-5. Alan Ronhell, the fact that they won this game, I'll call it a gutty win more so than a lucky win, a gutty win. They had, their bullpen was shot. They had three pitchers in this game. They had Painter, they had Ronhell, they had Jonathan Bolin, and Don Mattingly said, if this game had gone to extras, like Garrett Stubbs was coming to the pitch in a tie game with a runner on second base. That's how shot this bullpen was. Everyone taxed from the series over the weekend, from that gauntlet of a series against the Blue Jays. And here they go out with pain. They probably, if you'd asked me to assign odds they actually win this game going into it, I would have told you that they, I would have told you they had like a 15% chance to win. If that, like on a good day, this team had no shot to win this game. Painter and no bullpen behind him. He gives you 5 1/3. Ron Hell has to wear 3 runs through 2 2/3. And then Bolin actually picks up the save in a 6-5 win. Very, very gutty win that they tried to give away. They put up a couple of runs in the second inning. It was Derek Hill reaching on an error, which brought in Marsh. Sosa singled the left, made it 2-0. Then the fifth inning was kind of an ugly way to get a run. A non-RBI, Bryce Harper grounds into a double play, makes it 3-0. A Alec Burleson single in the bottom of the sixth inning brought it within 1, made it 3-2. That was the last of Andrew Painter. Then they turned it over the bullpen with Ron Hell. Top of the seventh inning, Schwarber doubled and scored Garrett Stubbs, made it 4-2. Real Muto, I guess, would have to come in to catch Stubbs. Would have been kind of funny if it went extras. Sosa had a double to deep center, scored Crawford, scored Marsh, made it 6-2. Bottom of the eighth, a Burleson double, a Mason Wynn double, and a Jose Fermin single, made it 6-5. But the Phillies hanging on by a thread. Had this game gone extras, they would have had no shot, and I mean no shot, to win this ball game. But they simply just found a way, and that was a win they needed off the series they had in Toronto. On the offense, I guess the star of the game, you probably go no home runs in the game, but start of the game, Schwarber, 2 hits, going 2 for 3, driving in a run with a double. Alec Bohm as the defensive replacement yet again. So you had Harper DHing this game. We'll monitor him, whether he can go back to the outfield or not. So you had Harper, the lineup was Schwarber at first, Stott at third, Harper DHing, Arise at second, Marsh in left, Hill in right, Crawford center, Sosa at short, Stubbs catching. So no Turner in this game. And you had the DH being Harper, which moves around the outfield, even against a righty. You got Derek Hill in there, which you don't typically see. And Alec Bohm being the defensive replacement for Garrett, for Kyle Schwarber in like 2 out of 4 games. Where were you when Alec Bohm was the defensive replacement like twice in the same week? Kind of funny. But the Phillies simply find a way to win this game. And now they go for the series win later on tonight at Busch Stadium, and every game important at this stage. League games, division games, interleague games, I don't care how you get them. This team needs to find a way to hang on to that playoff spot they have right now, because they are hanging on by, when I say a thread, it is like a floss level thread. That's just the current state of the team right now. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and what a win. What a win for the Phils last night. And the reason why it is a what a win kind of game is that you have now officially won a game out of the fifth spot for the first time since May the 18th. Throw the parade on Broad Street. Holy hell. Andrew Painter picks up a win. It wasn't they just won in spite of him. They actually picked up a win in a game he started. He goes 5 1/3, allows just 2 runs. In St. Louis, the series opener in St. Louis. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-5. Alan Ronhell, the fact that they won this game, I'll call it a gutty win, more so than a lucky win, a gutty win. They had, their bullpen was shot. They had 3 pitchers in this game. They had Painter, they had Ronhell, they had Jonathan Bolin, and Don Mattingly said if this game had gone to extras, like Garrett Stubbs was coming to the pitch in a tie game with a runner on second base. That's how shot this bullpen was. Everyone taxed from the series over the weekend, from that gauntlet of a series against the Blue Jays. And here they go out with pain. They probably, if you'd asked me to assign odds they actually win this game going into it, I would have told you that they, I would have told you they had like a 15% chance to win. If that, like on a good day, this team had no shot to win this game. Painter and no bullpen behind him. He gives you 5 1/3. Ron Hell has to wear 3 runs through 2 2/3, and then Bolin actually picks up the save in a 6-5 win. Very, very gutty win that they tried to give away. They put up a couple of runs in the second inning. It was Derek Hill reaching on an error, which brought in Marsh. Sosa singled the left, made it 2-0. Then the fifth inning was kind of an ugly way to get a run. A non-RBI, Bryce Harper grounds into a double play, makes it 3-0. A Alec Burleson single in the bottom of the sixth inning brought it within one, made it 3-2. That was the last of Andrew Painter. Then they turned it over the bullpen with Ronhell. Top of the seventh inning, Schwarber doubled and scored Garrett Stubbs, made it 4-2. Real Muto, I guess, would have to come in to catch Stubbs. Would have been kind of funny if it went extras. Sosa had a double to deep center, scored Crawford, scored Marsh, made it 6-2. Bottom of the eighth, a Burleson double, a Mason Wynn double, and a Jose Fermin single, made it 6-5. But the Phillies hanging on by a thread. Had this game gone extras, they would have had no shot, and I mean no shot, to win this ball game. But they simply just found a way, and that was a win they needed off the series they had in Toronto. On the offense, I guess the star of the game, you probably go no home runs in the game, but start of the game, Schwarber, two hits, going 2-for-3, driving in a run with a double. Alec Bohm as the defensive replacement yet again. So you had Harper DHing this game. We'll monitor him, whether he can go back to the outfield or not. So you had Harper, the lineup was Schwarber at first, Stott at third, Harper DHing, Arise at second, Marsh in left, Hill in right, Crawford center, Sosa at short, Stubbs catching. So no Turner in this game. And you had the DH being Harper, which moves around the outfield, even against a righty. You got Derek Hill in there, which you don't typically see. And Alec Bohm being the defensive replacement for Garrett, for Kyle Schwarber in like two out of four games. Where were you when Alec Bohm was the defensive replacement, like twice in the same week? Kind of funny. But the Phillies simply find a way to win this game. And now they go for the series win later on tonight at Busch Stadium, and every game important at this stage. League games, division games, interleague games, I don't care how you get them. This team needs to find a way to hang on to that playoff spot they have right now, because they are hanging on by, when I say a thread, it is like a floss-level thread. That's just the current state of the team right now. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and what a win. What a win for the Phils last night. And the reason why it is a what a win kind of game is that you have now officially won a game out of the fifth spot for the first time since May the 18th. Throw the parade on Broad Street. Holy hell. Andrew Painter picks up a win. It wasn't they just won in spite of him. They actually picked up a win in a game he started. He goes 5 1/3, allows just two runs in St. Louis, the series opener in St. Louis. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-5. Alan Ronhell, the fact that they won this game, I'll call it a gutty win more so than a lucky win, a gutty win. They had, their bullpen was shot. They had three pitchers in this game. They had Painter, they had Ronhell, they had Jonathan Bolin, and Don Mattingly said if this game had gone to extras, like Garrett Stubbs was coming to the pitch in a tie game with a runner on second base. That's how shot this bullpen was. Everyone taxed from the series over the weekend, from that gauntlet of a series against the Blue Jays. And here they go out with pain. They probably, if you'd asked me to assign odds they actually win this game going into it, I would have told you they had like a 15% chance to win, if that, like on a good day. This team had no shot to win this game. Painter and no bullpen behind him. He gives you 5 1/3. Ronhell has to wear three runs through 2 2/3, and then Bolin actually picks up the save in a 6-5 win. Very, very gutty win that they tried to give away. They put up a couple of runs in the second inning. It was Derek Hill reaching on an error, which brought in Marsh. Sosa singled the left, made it 2-0. Then the fifth inning was kind of an ugly way to get a run. A non-RBI, Bryce Harper grounds into a double play, makes it 3-0. A Alec Burleson single in the bottom of the sixth inning brought it within one, made it 3-2. That was the last of Andrew Painter. Then they turned it over the bullpen with Ronhell. Top of the seventh inning, Schwarber doubled and scored Garrett Stubbs, made it 4-2. Real Muto, I guess, would have to come in to catch Stubbs. Would have been kind of funny if it went extras. Sosa had a double to deep center, scored Crawford, scored Marsh, made it 6-2. Bottom of the eighth, a Burleson double, a Mason Wynn double, and a Jose Fermin single, made it 6-5. But the Phillies hanging on by a thread. Had this game gone extras, they would have had no shot, and I mean no shot, to win this ball game. But they simply just found a way, and that was a win they needed off the series they had in Toronto. On the offense, I guess the star of the game, you probably go No home runs in the game, but start of the game, Schwarber, two hits, going 2 for 3, driving in a run with a double. Alec Bohm as the defensive replacement yet again. So you had Harper DHing this game. We'll monitor him, whether he can go back to the outfield or not. So you had Harper, the lineup was Schwarber at first, Stott at third, Harper DHing, Arise at second, Martian left, Hill in right, Crawford center, Sosa at short, Stubbs catching. So no Turner in this game. And you had the DH being Harper, which moves around the outfield, even against a righty. You got Derek Hill in there, which you don't typically see. And Alec Bohm being the defensive replacement for Garrett, for Kyle Schwarber in like 2 out of 4 games. Where were you when Alec Bohm was the defensive replacement, like twice in the same week? Kind of funny. But the Phillies simply find a way to win this game. And now they go for the series win later on tonight at Busch Stadium. And every game important at this stage. League games, division games, interleague games, I don't care how you get them. This team needs to find a way to hang on to that playoff spot they have right now, because they are hanging on by, when I say a thread, it is like a floss level thread. That's just the current state of the team right now. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and what a win. What a win for the Phils last night. And the reason why it is a what a win kind of game is that you have now officially won a game out of the fifth spot for the first time since May the 18th. Throw the parade on Broad Street. Holy hell. Andrew Painter picks up a win. It wasn't they just won in spite of him. They actually picked up a win in a game he started. He goes 5 1/3, allows just 2 runs in St. Louis, the series opener in St. Louis. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-5. Alan Ronhell, the fact that they won this game, I'll call it a gutty win more so than a lucky win. A gutty win. They had, their bullpen was shot. They had 3 pitchers in this game. They had Painter, they had Ronhell, they had Jonathan Bolin. And Don Mattingly said if this game had gone to extras, like Garrett Stubbs was coming to the pitch in a tie game with a runner on second base. That's how shot this bullpen was. Everyone taxed from the series over the weekend, from that gauntlet of a series against the Blue Jays. And here they go out with Painter. They probably, if you'd asked me to assign odds that they actually win this game going into it, I would have told you that they... I would have told you they had like a 15% chance to win. If that, like on a good day, this team had no shot to win this game. Painter and no bullpen behind him. He gives you 5 1/3. Ronhell has to wear 3 runs through 2 2/3. And then Bolin actually picks up the save in a 6-5 win. Very, very gutty win that they tried to give away. They put up a couple of runs in the second inning. It was Derek Hill reaching on an error, which brought in Marsh. Sosa singled the left, made it 2-0. Then the fifth inning was kind of an ugly way to get a run. A non-RBI, Bryce Harper grounds into a double play, makes it 3-0. A Alec Burleson single in the bottom of the sixth inning brought it within 1, made it 3-2. That was the last of Andrew Painter. Then they turned over the bullpen with Ronhell. Top of the seventh inning, Schwarber doubled and scored Garrett Stubbs, made it 4-2. Real Muto, I guess, would have to come in to catch Stubbs. Would have been kind of funny if it went extras. Sosa had a double to deep center, scored Crawford, scored Marsh, made it 6-2. Bottom of the eighth, a Burleson double, a Mason Wynn double, and a Jose Fermin single, made it 6-5. But the Phillies hanging on by a thread. Had this game gone extras, they would have had no shot, and I mean no shot, to win this ball game. But they simply just found a way, and that was a win they needed off the series they had in Toronto. On the offense, I guess the star of the game, you probably go no home runs in the game, but start of the game, Schwarber, 2 hits, going 2 for 3, driving in a run with a double. Alec Bohm as the defensive replacement yet again. So you had Harper DHing this game. We'll monitor him, whether he can go back to the outfield or not. So you had Harper, the lineup was Schwarber at first, Stott at third, Harper DHing, Arise at second, Martian left, Hill in right, Crawford center, Sosa at short, Stubbs catching. So no Turner in this game. And you had the DH being Harper, which moves around the outfield, even against a righty. You got Derek Hill in there, which you don't typically see. And Alec Bohm being the defensive replacement for Garrett, for Kyle Schwarber in like 2 out of 4 games. Where were you when Alec Bohm was the defensive replacement like twice in the same week? Kind of funny. But the Phillies simply find a way to win this game. And now they go for the series win later on tonight at Busch Stadium, and every game important at this stage. League games, division games, interleague games, I don't care how you get them. This team needs to find a way to hang on to that playoff spot they have right now, because they are hanging on by, when I say a thread, it is like a floss level thread. That's just the current state of the team right now. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and what a win. What a win for the Phils last night. And the reason why it is a what a win kind of game is that you have now officially won a game out of the fifth spot for the first time since May the 18th. Throw the parade on Broad Street. Holy hell. Andrew Painter picks up a win. It wasn't they just won in spite of him. They actually picked up a win in a game he started. He goes 5 1/3, allows just two runs in St. Louis, the series opener in St. Louis. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-5. Alan Ronhell, the fact that they won this game, I'll call it a gutty win more so than a lucky win. A gutty win. They had, their bullpen was shot. They had three pitchers in this game. They had Painter, they had Ronhell, they had Jonathan Bolin. And Don Mattingly said if this game had gone to extras, like Garrett Stubbs was coming to the pitch in a tie game with a runner on second base. That's how shot this bullpen was. Everyone taxed from the series over the weekend, from that gauntlet of a series against the Blue Jays. And here they go out with Painter. They probably, if you'd asked me to assign odds they actually win this game going into it, I would have told you that they, I would have told you they had like a 15% chance to win, if that, like on a good day. This team had no shot to win this game. Painter and no bullpen behind him. He gives you 5 1/3. Ronhell has to wear three runs through 2 2/3, and then Bolin actually picks up the save in a 6-5 win. Very, very gutty win that they tried to give away. They put up a couple of runs in the second inning. It was Derek Hill reaching on an error, which brought in Marsh. Sosa singled the left, made it 2-0. Then the fifth inning, it was kind of an ugly way to get a run. A non-RBI, Bryce Harper grounds into a double play, makes it 3-0. A Alec Burleson single in the bottom of the sixth inning brought it within one, made it 3-2. That was the last of Andrew Painter. Then they turned over the bullpen with Ronhell. Top of the seventh inning, Schwarber doubled and scored Garrett Stubbs, made it 4-2. Real Muto, I guess, would have to come in to catch Stubbs. Would have been kind of funny if it went extras. Sosa had a double to deep center, scored Crawford, scored Marsh, made it 6-2. Bottom of the eighth, a Burleson double, a Mason Wynn double, and a Jose Fermin single, made it 6-5. But the Phillies hanging on by a thread. Had this game gone extras, they would have had no shot, and I mean no shot, to win this ball game. But they simply just found a way, and that was a win they needed off the series they had in Toronto. On the offense, I guess the star of the game, you probably go no home runs in the game, but start of the game, Schwarber, two hits, going 2-for-3, driving in a run with a double. Alec Bohm as the defensive replacement yet again. So you had Harper DHing this game. We'll monitor him, whether he can go back to the outfield or not. So you had Harper, the lineup was Schwarber at first, Stott at third, Harper DHing, Arise at second, Marsh in left, Hill in right, Crawford center, Sosa at short, Stubbs catching. So no Turner in this game. And you had the DH being Harper, which moves around the outfield. Even against a righty, you got Derek Hill in there, which you don't typically see. And Alec Bohm being the defensive replacement for Garrett, for Kyle Schwarber in like 2 out of 4 games. Where were you when Alec Bohm was the defensive replacement like twice in the same week? Kind of funny. But the Phillies simply find a way to win this game. And now they go for the series win later on tonight at Busch Stadium, and every game important at this stage. League games, division games, interleague games, I don't care how you get them. This team needs to find a way to hang on to that playoff spot they have right now, because they are hanging on by, when I say a thread, it is like a floss level thread. That's just the current state of the team right now.